Hallelujah. Let's turn to Psalm 57. I'm reading from the NIV, as I usually do. Hallelujah. So Psalm 57, verses 9-11. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Such a beautiful scripture. And there's a beautiful picture that's being painted here. Because have you ever thought of the greatness of God's love reaching to the heavens? You know, where is heaven? Where does it start? It starts where you are and it goes all the way up. It's never ending. It's never ending. It's huge. It's vast. It's bigger than you and I can imagine. And then it says that his faithfulness, this is God's faithfulness, it reaches to the skies. He made the heaven and the earth. He knows how big it is. But I wonder if we do. I wonder if we know how big he is. Because that's how big his faithfulness is to you and to me. He's never failed us and he's not going to start now. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 85, verse 10. The Psalms just proclaim God's faithfulness in so many beautiful ways. I had a great job cutting down the number of scriptures because there are hundreds and hundreds of them. So what I'm sharing with you is only a very few. Hallelujah. But it's the word of God nonetheless, and it's powerful and it's effective. Thank you, Jesus. So Psalm 85, verse 10. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Wow. Are you aware of the kiss of God in your life? Are you aware of that love and that faithfulness that come together firstly in him, but then it makes us come together with him, and it makes us all together? It's his love and his faithfulness. And righteousness and peace kiss each other. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You don't have any righteousness of your own. And neither do I. But we are righteous because of Jesus. Because we are in him. And that's how we have peace. Because the Prince of Peace dwells in you and me. I believe that there are beautiful images that are being pictured in people's minds and in people's hearts when you just think about righteousness and peace kissing each other. You know, it's with tenderness and with compassion. It's beautiful. But are we always aware of that righteousness and peace kissing each other? Just receive it today. Just believe it, because that's all you're asked to do. You're just asked to believe. Another beautiful psalm, Psalm 91, and I'm only looking at one verse. I would encourage you to read the whole chapter. It's beautiful, Psalm 91. I think it's everybody's favourite at some point in their life, because it says so much. But verse 4 says, he, this is God, he will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings, you will find refuge. Now, there's another beautiful picture, that you're being covered with feathers. What image does that give you? To me, feathers are just soft and beautiful. Are you aware of the softness of God covering you this morning, this afternoon? Do you feel those feathers keeping you warm, keeping you safe, keeping you protected? Jesus spoke about Jerusalem and said that he felt like a mother hen and he wanted to gather his chicks. I wonder if you and me as his chicks are feeling the protection and knowing the protection of being under his wings today. Being in the warmth of those feathers. Then it goes on to say, his faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. His faithfulness. It's not your faithfulness and it's not my faithfulness. It's his faithfulness. And you should all be rejoicing in that because God is faithful and cannot be anything else. He cannot be anything else but faithful because he is faithful God. Why do we need a shield and why do we need a rampart? Because of the things that come against us. Because of the enemy who wants to destroy us. Because of life storms and life circumstances. But here's God's promise to you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. And when you're in the waters, you will not drown. That's God's faithfulness to you and to me. A wonderful promise. But do we believe it when we're going through the fire and when we're being overwhelmed by the waters? Does that scripture come into your mind and into your heart and do you realise, thank you God, you're with me. You are my shield and my rampart. Our total protection is in him. And he is always in us. Because the kingdom of God is within. He is always dwelling there. We might leave the home on occasion and forget that he's there. But he never leaves you nor me. He's never failed and he's not going to start today. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 33. Psalm 33 verse 4 says, for the word of God is right and true. So the word is right and the word is true. That means it's not false and it means it's not a lie. The word of God is right and the word of God is true. He is faithful in all he does. Do you know that faithfulness of God in your life? Do you remember that faithfulness of God? Do you thank God for his faithfulness to you every day that he gives you breath? Psalm 145 verse 13 says, the Lord is faithful to all his promises. And it goes on to say, and loving towards all he has made. Can I tell you that God has made you? So therefore, that means that he is loving towards you. He is faithful towards you. And he is loving towards you. That is why we can sing, he is a good, good father. Because that's who he is. That is who he is. Like Candu says, we need to get into the massage chair and just feel the goodness of God all around us. Releasing the tension, taking away the pain, taking away the hurt. The button that you need to press is the Holy Spirit. You need to let the Holy Spirit do the work. Because you see, I can read this, but I can be hard in my heart, and it has no effect. But when I let the Holy Spirit reveal God Himself to me, that's when the change comes in. That's where things are different. That's where we can really be who we are meant to be. The Lord is faithful to all His promises. He is faithful to all His promises. What promises are you holding on to that God has given you? Are you still waiting on the manifestation of these promises? Are you still waiting on things to happen? We'll never give up, because God won't. It'll come at the right time. At the appointed time, it'll come. If you do not give up. Scripture tells us that we shouldn't get weary, because at the proper time, we'll reap the harvest. The harvest is already guaranteed, because the harvest is part of God's promises. And you, there's a rich, rich harvest for you and for me as children of God from our good, good Father. Amen. And He wants us to receive all of them, because He's faithful to all His promises, not just some. Well, He's done the little things, but can He really do the big things? Yes, He can. Because He is faithful. Hallelujah. I want now just to quickly look at scriptures relating to the promises. And for me, I love the book of Joshua. So we're going to head to Joshua 23. Again, it's just one verse. This is what I believe God has been revealing to me. But I know that as you take these scriptures and as you meditate on them and you speak with God and you allow His Spirit to work in you, then you'll see other things. You'll see different things. But do you know what? They all complement one another. Joshua 23, verse 14. Joshua is saying, "Now I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed." That's pretty good, isn't it? Now, if that was for Joshua under an old covenant, we're under a new covenant which has got better promises. Better promises. And yet, Joshua had good promises. But you and me, we've got better ones. Because our promises come through Jesus. The promises that Joshua had to stand on were the promises of God, but they came through the law. But our covenant has been sealed by the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus that brings you and me the fulfillment of these promises of God. We have better promises than Joshua had. Now, if none of those promises failed, well, how much more will none of our promises fail? Because we've got the God of much more. You and I have much more than Joshua had, because we've got the Spirit of the living God living inside of us. Hallelujah. Abraham also knew this. He knew what God had spoken to him. And this is a verse that's quoted many, many times within these walls. Romans 4:20 tells us that Abraham did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. For me, there's a great key in that script, in those two verses of scripture, because we have got to be fully persuaded. Because when you're fully persuaded, you will not be dissuaded. When you're fully persuaded, unbelief cannot get in. Doubt cannot get in, because you're fully persuaded. Abraham was fully persuaded. And he got the promise. But boy, did he have to wait a long time to get that promise. And you know what? Sometimes the promises of God, they don't come immediately. But are you going to be faithful to God in the way that he is faithful to you? If he is faithful to all of his promises, and that all of his promises will never fail, then are you going to give up on God? Or are you going to keep a hold of them? You see, that's down to us. God can't do that. You and me have to do that. We have to be fully persuaded. We have to take a hold of that promise and never, never let it go. It might seem that it's been taken out of our hands, but you must never, never, never let that promise go. Because if you let that promise go, here is what God told me. So God said this to Susan. He says, Susan, when you don't believe my promise, you don't believe my faithfulness. Okay, Lord, that wasn't very gentle. But do you know what? I needed to hear it. And sometimes it is hard, the things that we need to hear. But it's for our benefit. It's for our good. It's for our maturing. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Isn't it wonderful that you see the faithfulness all comes from God? It's his faithfulness. And you mean so, so much to God that he will not be anything else but faithful unto you. That's worth an amen. Amen. That is worth an amen. Psalm 119. You'll be very pleased to know I'm only reading one verse, because it is the longest psalm in the Bible. But verse 50 says, my comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. That's what the promises of God do. They preserve your life. Another word for preserve, renew. Your promises renew my life. Are you knowing a renewing on a daily basis of your life? Because that's what the promises of God are meant to be doing in your life. That's God's intention with his promises. So that your life will be preserved and renewed. Hallelujah. Psalm 85, verse 8 says, I will listen to what the Lord will say. Now that's pretty good counsel. So are we all listening to what the Lord would say? He promises peace to his people, his saints. But let them not return to folly. So not only does his promise preserve our life, but he promises peace. Peace. Even though the waters are raging, even though the fires are burning, he promises peace. That's his promise to you. So when you're not in peace, when you don't have peace, or when you think peace has just gone, just say thank you that your promise to me is peace. Because the Prince of Peace dwells within. But we need to allow the Prince of Peace to rise up. That he can calm the waters. Jesus said, peace be still. Peace be still. He spoke to the storms. And he said, peace be still. And the waters were calmed. So when you're going through rough waters, and we do, all of us do, none of us are exempt from these things. They're just a part of being human. But do you know what? We are not just human. We are born again of the Spirit of the living God. And we have got everything of heaven inside of us. So you have the right, you have the authority to speak to these things and to say, peace, be still. And you watch them die down. You watch them die down. Why? Because his word said it. And his word is faithful and true. I would like now to play a song for you. Just before Aaron puts it on, I heard this song when we were over in Colorado in February, and I loved it. And I was looking for the CD, and bless her, Kristen Lukey, when she came to stay with us last week, actually gifted us the CD. And she played this song at the ladies' meeting, and it's a song called Your Promises. It's by Elevation Worship. So just listen to this beautiful, powerful song and let the words soak over you. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Beautiful song. Absolutely beautiful song. I don't know if you caught all of the words, but it's when the weight of life begins to fall, on the name of Jesus I will call. You know, sometimes we need to be reminded to call in the name of Jesus. Sometimes the weights just are weighing us down and we forget to call in the name of Jesus. But when we know that God is in control and that his purpose is unshakable, then it really doesn't matter what we feel. It doesn't matter what we say. And I don't say that flippantly. I know that there are issues of life which are very difficult and very trying. And it seems that, you know, we're never going to rise up above them. But the moment we think that, then we are letting go of a faithful God. And we're not keeping a hold of the promises. Because it's his promises that have set us free. And we need to cast out all fear so that we can know that love. For it's his love that sets us free. And our hope has always got to be in his promises, because his promises are true. He is faithful to all his promises and loving towards you and me. And that's because of the goodness of God. It says that, as I walk into the days to come, I will not forget what you have done, for you have supplied my every need, and your presence is enough for me. Is the presence of God in your life enough for you? Or are there times when you think that you're lacking something? Because if we think we're lacking, then we're not fully appreciating and understanding the fullness of God that dwells within us. We can't get any more of God. We already have all of him. So we can't get any more of him. But what we need to do is we need to allow more of him to come out. We need to allow the kingdom of God to be released. We need to let that fountain of life, we need to let these streams that are burning up inside of us, we need to let them overflow. Let them overflow. And I tell you, you will not be able to stop recounting the promises and the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. So to conclude, 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20. Known by everyone. Hallelujah. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. I found that quite interesting, because sometimes we think we're the ones that are standing firm. But here's Paul saying, now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm. He is even the one who is making us stand firm, because he knows the power of his word. He knows what his word is saying. So he makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. God is a God of faithfulness, and he is always faithful to his promises. He has never failed yet, and he's not going to start now. So I just bless you in Jesus' name, and I pray that the promises of God will take you to a greater place, take you to a deeper place, that you will get to know your God more and more as you sit in that chair, just enjoying our good, good Father. In Jesus' name, amen.